Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Thank you for joining our show today. I am your host, Wanda McKinley. I am the founder of We Are Survivors, which is a nonprofit organization. Our purpose is to provide a stable environment for abused and battered men, women, and children by providing temporary shelter, counseling, and employment training. We want to help individuals transition from abusive situations to being self-sufficient in society. We Are Survivors' vision is to empower men and women and to show them that they can, will survive as well as thrive in society on their own. And as we do that process, we will also uplift them and provide them with a new life and with a new perspective of a normal life should be by enhancing and elevating them. I am a survivor of domestic violence. I was molested from the age of 7 to 12 by my biological father, and then I was raped from the age of 13 to 18 by my biological father and my stepfather. By the age of 19, I met my ex-husband, who was also very abusive. He was sexually, financially, verbally, emotionally, and physically abusive, and I was with him for about 12 years. Call me to be transparent so that I may help other individuals who have walked or even may still be walking in my shoes. Once again, thank you for joining my show this evening. We're having some difficulties getting our guest on, so I really hope that he does be able to call in. If so, we will be able to talk to a male survivor, and I'm really excited about that. So I really, 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 really hope that he's able to call in. We want to, we Are Survivors, want to go over our fundraising events. We have several different ways for you to be able to support us. We have a Kroger Plus card that if you go to, you know, within the store itself or go online and link your Kroger card to We Are Survivors, any purchases that you make, then We Are Survivors, you get a portion of what you spend. You don't have to do anything extra. All you have to do is shop. Our code for Kroger's is 21490, or you can just simply put in We Are Survivors. Again, we have a Tom Thumb card, and you do that the same way. You either go into the store or go online. It's a really simple, quick form. The code is 13451. And you can link it to We Are Survivors and the same thing. You go in, shop, get your groceries, your dinner, your breakfast, your lunch, and be saving a life at the same time as you shopping. We also have Compass Bank. As Compass Bank, if you just have a debit card and you have an account with Compass Bank, whenever you spend money, then Compass Bank will give a portion of your spendings to We Are Survivors. So once again, there's nothing more for you to do but live your life normally from day to day, spend your money, and help others. Help others when they're when there's nowhere else for them to go, We Are Survivors can be that outlet, can be that support, can be that answer to that cry in the middle of the night. Just by either shopping at Kroger's, Tom Thumb, or linking your debit card up to Compass Bank. I still, once again, want to thank you. I also have a few other type of fundraising events because everybody likes to donate their monies or donate their time differently. So We Are Survivors have come up with different ways to do that. There's also a fun event. It's called The Purple City Project is a domestic violence awareness photo shoot campaign. And you can do it professional or you can do it personally. And what it is you wear something purple to show your support, your awareness. And it could be ladies, you know, purple earrings, lipstick, hair, nails, outfit, shoes, doesn't matter, something purple, men, cufflinks, socks, you know, some men have the bad sock game. So you can have some socks on. If for some odd reason you have nothing purple, then you can do the purple backdrop. He has like four different packages. The photographer's name is Charles. His number is 214-591-1370. Again, that's Charles at 214-591-1370. The first package I'm going to go over is the $55 package, which is valued at $100. It is a 20-minute session, up to four people, unlimited shots. You get one look, ladies, that's one outfit, so wear the one you want, and two edits, which also translates into two pictures that you get to take with you for only $55. Can't beat it. Second package is the $80 package, which is valued at $160. It's a 45-minute session, up to four people, unlimited shots. You get two looks, which means you get to change clothes, and four edits, which translates into four pictures. I've done it. It's a wonderful experience, and a portion of those proceeds will be donated to We Are Survivors so that we may be able to provide hotel rooms for women, men, and children when there are no beds in the shelters. And if those who follow and listen know that there's only 188 beds in Dallas County alone. And if you live here in Dallas County or even know anything about Dallas County, then you understand, well, that's ridiculous. So it's important for us to be able to have a way out when someone calls and needs that way out. We want to be able to be that way out. Moving on to other ways to help We Are Survivors. We Are Survivors, we have a website. I'm very excited about our website, very proud of it. And if you go to www.wearesurvivorsfoundation.org, again, that is www.wearesurvivorsfoundation.org. And if you scroll to the bottom of the page, you'll see two buttons. One says, want to lose weight. The other one says, $5 paparazzi jewelry. So with that being said, some people want something tangible. And they donate money, they spend money, and I get it, I understand it. So what We Are Survivors have done is come up with ways for people like that to be able to satisfy the need to have something tangible. If you go on to the, if you push the button, it leads you to a different website. And on that website, it gives you a very wide variety and selection of jewelry, which all the jewelry is $5. It is amazing what is on this website. You have necklaces, rings, bracelets on there for men. Then you have It Works, which is what pops up once you hit the want to lose weight. It Works has, it's also known as a crazy rap thing. So It Works has body wraps, it has hair, nail, vitamins, fat burners, cleanse, greens. It has a lot of wonderful weight loss products, different things to help an individual with their body. So that's another way to help We Are Survivors is by going on there and seeing something, purchasing something, just seeing what's out there for you that you might want to be a part of. You just never know. We also always looking and accepting suggestions because we want to be able to satisfy the masses as much as possible. So those are the different ways you can help We Are Survivors. I always like to go over events and different things that we have coming down as we say in the business world, the pipeline, so that you can stay connected with We Are Survivors. That way you will know what's going on with We Are Survivors. And if you have time out of your busy schedule, that you can come and join We Are Survivors. Now, let's see. With this being April and Happy Easter, Easter is Sunday. So I want to make sure we acknowledge Easter before I go into events, because that's the main event that's coming up is Easter. So I want everybody to have a blessed Easter and a great time with your family, time to get full and go to sleep. I mean, of course, you eat and then you go to sleep. No shame. No shame at all. We Are Survivors is very excited and happy to announce that Shattered in Love, which is a short film that is based on domestic violence, it is going to be this Saturday, April 15th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., and it is at the Spires Studios, SPAYSE. The address is 1499 Regal Road, Suite 505, Dallas, Texas. Again, that is spelled SPAYSE Studios, 1499 Regal Road, Suite 505, Dallas, Texas, 75247. It is a screening of the new film, and it is a story of Vanessa and Darius Robinson and how love can easily turn around with a smaller situation. Vanessa, who is on leave due to a recent surgery, is caring for her husband after he loses his job. Both being out of work and working on having kids, Vanessa reaches out to her best friend Renee and Ryan, along with her mom, to help their situation by finding a way to get Darius's job back. After Darius already didn't want the situation to be spread outside their home, it was already too late and the word got back to Darius. Well, Vanessa's marriage has taken a turn after finding out more details about why Darius lost his job and what he was hiding from her. One thing leads to another, and Darius begins his rage and takes it out on Vanessa. What happens next could be the beginning or the end of their marriage. Domestic violence can be triggered through men and women by any situation, no matter how small or big the issue is. I can't wait. So, anyone that's going to be in the area in town that Saturday, which is this Saturday, it's from 7 to 9, please, please, please come out and support. Also, we have a 1K walk. Yay! Those who are like me and cannot fathom the idea of walking or running. 1 mile should, you know, sounds like it should be doable, I think. I mean, you know, won't know until we get out there and try it. Lord forbid if it's Texas heat. Not going to be able to make it, but we're going to try. What else can we do? That is May 6th, which is also a Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. That is going to be in Bedford, at Texas Star Park, 1501 South Pipeline. Again, that's for Texas. That's at Texas State, I'm sorry, Texas Star Park, 1501 South Parkway in Bedford. That is May 6th, and that's only 1 mile, people, 1 mile. Come out, support. There's going to be a couple of speakers, and we just, you know, support. I don't understand why people seem to scatter, I say, and when it comes to domestic violence and supporting individuals and organizations that are trying to bring awareness to domestic violence, just trying to get out there to let people know, hey, these things are happening and occurring in our community. We need help. Next month, and we all know how fast these months are flying. It'll be May. And Annie's Gift of Love is having their second annual Survivors Luncheon. It is a beautiful event. We here Survivors were honored to be guests of the first, and now we're also guests of the second. And it is a free luncheon for survivors. It's beautiful. You really need to register. Actually, I think the registration, I don't stop pushing buttons. Today is the last day to register. So if you haven't, please do. Hurry up and do that. Go to www.anniesgiftslove.org. It's going to be an awesome keynote speaker. And register so that you can be a guest of We Are Survivors. The free Survivors Luncheon is Saturday, May 13th, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Hilton Garden Inn. It's 800 North Main Street, Duncanville, Texas. The attire is business casual. And the purpose is to serve as a funding source to support, encourage, and empower those who have been touched by domestic violence. The Survivors Luncheon is a great way to stand with survivors. Excited about this event. There are several other things that are coming down, as we say, in the pipeline, but what I do want to touch bases on is the Run Women's Conference, which is July 21st to the 22nd, which is Dr. Cassandra Bradford, and our International Women's Conference, which is August 25th and 26th. Please, 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 we are asking people to support and support. It's going to be a wonderful and exciting event. Also, we want to acknowledge and talk about our new live stream. I'm going to stop if I'm pushing buttons. Our live streaming radio television show. It is every first and third Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. It is an awesome show. We have so much fun on the show. We have guests come on and we talk to people about surviving. You know, when God gave me this name, We Are Survivors, I never knew the depth of what that title, that name actually meant. And in life, we are survivors. We all have something that we survive in life. We all deal with something in life, whether it's domestic violence or an illness, a financial woe, losing a loved one. We all survive something. Heck, it could be something as simple as, well, some people it's not that simple, paying the bill. I survived this month. I made that. I made it happen. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you. So we are all survivors of something, and I never ever really knew what the name We Are Survivors really was going to mean. And it touches so many people. And I'm super, super, super excited to be the founder of We Are Survivors. I'm reading because my people know me as being transparent, so I'm reading my message right now. And my guest is about to come on. I'm super excited about this young gentleman. We have talked for many hours. We have shared some stories. He has become a voice for domestic violence in Atlanta. Is that where he's at? He's in school. He's a student. And I can't wait for him to come on. Because you're always prepared. You just never know. And some things may not go as planned. So you always have to have a backup plan. So I had some things I was going to talk about regarding the courage to heal. But hey, if we can talk to a live person versus you all hearing me constantly talk, that might be better. Because I joke about that on the show, as I was talking about our show. And we have individuals that come on the show and talk about what they've survived in life and how God brought them through and, you know, what they have going on in their lives at this moment. And it's 2 hours of talk and bonding and laughing. It's an awesome experience. I'm excited to actually be able to have an opportunity to be on a platform to reach the masses. I love it, and I thank God for the opportunity. Now, I just messaged this young man, so I'm waiting for him to call in. He didn't call in yet, family and friends. So I guess we'll have to keep moving until he does. Let's talk about the courage to heal. That is a powerful healing process. That is some dedication. That is pulling from the heavens above. That is really acknowledging and saying, hey, I want my life back. Okay, I can't sit and constantly replay, which we do anyway, but replay what happened to me and fall into this depression. We have to keep pushing and surviving, and we have to keep, there goes that word, surviving. We have to keep looking ahead. Can't get stuck. So with the courage to heal, it has it's a guide for women survivors of child sexual abuse. Not just spousal abuse, but child sexual abuse. And these women have found the courage to heal. We as survivors strive for individuals to find their courage to heal, to talk about what's going on with them, how they feel, what they went through in life, and how they conquered, and or what are they doing to continue to grow, to continue to be better. What are they doing? Because we all know this is an everyday struggle. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't change. It's going to always still be there, but how we deal with it helps us focus and better ourselves in life. I'm going to read a tidbit of a woman's survivor story. Her name is Barbara Hamilton. And for some of you that are listening, this may help you. Barbara Hamilton is 65 years old. She was molested by her father in childhood. She grew up married, raised 6 children and now has grandchildren and great-grandchildren as well. Unknown to Barbara until a few years ago when she started talking about her own molestation, some of her children and grandchildren were also molested, either by her father or by the other perpetrator. She talks about the difficulties other women have in making the commitment to heal. That little piece right there, I'm going to take from it. If we were vocal, if we were acknowledging at the time what was happening to us, there's a possibility that her children and her grandchildren could have been saved from her father. If she, you know, being a victim, you are emotionally beat down, emotionally brainwashed, and you really can't think rationally. Your thought process is really discombobulated. It's really not as clear and precise as it should be. So I know from reading that little piece, if I was Barbara, I would be in a position emotionally, mentally, to be angry at myself because I would think I always had an opportunity to change that would happen, change the course of history, because if she would have said something, then her children or her grandchildren could have been saved. So it's never too late. It really isn't. It's never too late to say something. It's never too late to open your mouth and say, this happened to me. And it's not necessarily, you know, something for you to, as far as name dropping. You know, some people, we still have this thing to protect our abuser. Don't understand it. It's something else I need to do some research on. Why do we protect the abuser? They don't protect us. They don't shield us. They're not concerned about us. So why do we do that, men and ladies? Why do we shield them, protect them? Why do we do that? Hopefully one day I'll find the answer to that, because it's something that I really do want to understand. Why do we shield? Why do we protect? Why do we cover up? Why do we not want to say anything? Because we are afraid of how they're going to feel. We are afraid of how they're going to react. Wow. Really? What about our emotions? What about our feelings? What about how we're going to interpret life? Even like life decisions. How do we put someone other than ourselves ahead of us? How do we do that? Because we're stripped from thinking clearly. We are brainwashed into thinking that we are not deserving of the simple things in life, peace of mind. How do we let someone else manipulate and control? I want to share, this is I guess this is coming up out of the blue. For those who know, when I decided to be transparent and be obedient to God and share my story, my family was divided. My father, which is another complicated situation, who I was a daddy's girl, despite what happened and what occurred, I had forgiven my father and really suppressed what I've come to realize a lot of my memories. But my father and my sister stopped talking to me and my mother and my brother. And it's been 2.5 years. My father calls my brother last week, and it was just ironic. I don't say ironic. I say God. That me and my brother were in the same place at the same time, and this phone call happened. My little brother lives probably about 1 hour away, and it was during the week, and we just happened to be together, and our father called. And my father simply asked my brother, and my brother said he can hear the empathy in his voice. And my dad just kept saying, "Will you and your sister please stop what you're doing?" And my brother continuously asked our father, "Well, what are you talking about?" And our dad just kept pleading with my brother to please stop doing what you're doing. So my question would be, why didn't you stop? Why did you start? Why did you choose to take my innocence away from me? Why? You want me to stop telling the truth? You want me to be quiet? I didn't choose this. I didn't choose to be molested. I didn't choose to be raped. I didn't choose any of this. I didn't choose to be beat. I didn't choose to be hit. I didn't choose that my eardrum busted. I didn't choose to receive verbal abuse. I didn't choose any of this. And I did not choose to be the founder of Your Survivors. But my father called, and for me it was like a surreal moment, because I heard my father's voice for the first time in 2.5 years. Well, I used to hear my dad's voice at least 4 times a month. You see, my father lives in San Antonio. But I've always wondered, does my father know what I'm doing, all that I'm doing? Does he know the lives that are being changed, the motivation? Does he know? I always wondered. Now I know. He knows. And it's very uncomfortable for him. But what about for me? I have to relive the incidences that happened to me over and over and over again. So now that you're feeling the heat, you want me to stop? Huh? Why couldn't you stop for me? Why? I don't even want to say stop. Why did you start? Why would you do that to your child? Why would anybody do anything so horrible to a child, an innocent child, who no longer knows or understands the reason why they were put on this earth? Because now you've stripped them of any sense of normalcy. You've stripped them. And I just had to understand as I went through this new process, because you see, for me, I didn't deal with my feelings or emotions because I had none. God protected me so until I didn't experience any anger, any hurt until now, until I accepted my calling and said, okay, God, I'm going to be the mouthpiece for others. But I had never experienced the pain and the anger that I experience now. I never did. And I'm so thankful, because I don't if God would have allowed me to feel the hurt and pain that I feel today, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine some of the things that I would have probably done or been a part of because I was angry, because I am angry. But God, well, family and friends, I don't know what happened to J. Ryan. Maybe hopefully we'll get him on next week, because I would hate to. I would hate to shorten his story, because he had such a powerful story. So hopefully we'll have him on next week. Journal, 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 journal. Write how you're feeling. Thoughts. Some people say, how do I know if I was a victim of child abuse? Because as a child, the mind is a powerful thing. It will block out memories, and you'll think that you remember some, but you can't quite remember it, but you know something's not right. So how can you tell? He's saying, he's here on the phone. Let me try something. Because he can hear me. but I can't hear him. So I'm going to try and call him in. Let me try this. Let me try it live. So since he can hear me, I need him to hang up. And that's the one right now, so let's see. He's gonna dial it again. And we're waiting. So hopefully. Oh, what's going on here? It may be. Wow, it's telling. Oh, boy, let's see. Oh, you know what has happened? Ladies and gentlemen, I think I found out the problem. The internet, I've lost connection. Let's see about fixing that. That's the problem. That's horrible. Okay. Well, I know where we up. You know what? And there he goes. Aha! We got him on here. But what we're going to have to do is actually. Hey, love.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. Look, we had some phone difficulties today. So we're going to definitely have to have you back on the show next Thursday.
Okay.
Because we can start, you can tell us a little bit about you, but you're going to have to repeat yourself because I want to hear your story and I need everybody else to hear your story. But since we do have you here for about 20 minutes, you can go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about you, give us a preview of what we're going to get next week.
A preview. Alrighty. Well, hi, how's everybody doing? I'm Jorian. I am 19. I am a premature birth survivor, rape and sexual assault survivor, suicidal survivor, domestic violence watcher and witness. As I said before, I'm 19. I am at my college campus, Reinhardt University, studying communications with a minor in global education. And I became an activist when I first started coming on campus, speaking about rape and sexual assault, and being one of the first men to actually share their stories of rape and sexual assault here on my campus, and actually change the way that we view things in a male's perspective and a male's eyes when we talk about rape and sexual assault. Growing up, I was molested from the ages of 5 to from the ages of 5 to 9. Then I went on to be sexually assaulted on my prom night. And after that, I went through years of complacency, years of not loving myself, years of letting the devil be inside of my life, letting the devil come in and hurt me. And I lost my relationship with God. I lost my relationship with my family. I felt like I had to follow in other people in their footsteps. Felt like I had to follow in other people in the wrong crowd. Really just lost everything that was supposed to be or what was supposed to make me happy. I didn't really start recovering my strength until I got to college because I knew I wanted to be somebody. I knew I wanted to, at a very young age, I knew I wanted to shape the world and change the world in so many different ways. And so when I got here at Reinhardt, I started to tell my story of being a rape survivor. And my mom didn't take it the way that everyone's parents should. So I kind of was reluctant to tell my story, and I just got back speaking about my story. And my mom, she had opened up my own nonprofit recently called Healing Joy. And so ever since then, I've been able to be an activist and a lethal weapon of change to make sure that others can know that this epidemic just doesn't happen to the multiple white women that we see, but this epidemic happens to everyone. This epidemic, this isn't about college rape and sexual assault. That this epidemic is about every form of sexual violence that there is. So a little bit about myself was when I was 5, I was getting touched by my stepfather at the time, who was a drug addict and who was an abuser, you know, mentally, physically to my mom, and sexually as well. Not only that, he also was just a cruel man in it all. And when I was supposed to have my, I guess, lives of happiness, I had my lives of sadness at such a young age. And the first time he touched me, it destroyed my life forever. You know, rape and sexual assault is something that is not only a murder of the human body, but it's a murder of the heart, the soul, and the mind, spiritually as well. So I hope that next Thursday I'm able to tell you everything, and not just about him, but everything, and from school to now and what I'm doing now. And I hope that I can be a beacon of light to every man out there and to every woman out there who needs to be able to tell their story.
Oh, yes, definitely. We look forward to that. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah,
oh, my
I
goodness,
saying,
I need him on
hey,
here.
I was saying, hey, because, you know, last week, Wanda, me and you spoke before about my story, and I think it's very imperative that we have men speak up on this epidemic right about now. You know, we're seeing so many things about rape and sexual assault in the media right now with the priest and with different, most of the priests, but we're seeing so much of it just in general with men. I want men to know that I really want to defend them. And I really want to be able to stand up with them, and you know, the men in the LGBTQ communities, the men who don't have a voice at all, the men who are minorities out there, our Hispanic and Latino and Latina men, and our Hispanic, Latino and Latina women, and our trans men and our trans women. I want to be able to stand with them and just everyone, really. And because it's about time now that everyone needs to be a beacon of light. You know, you can't. In life, you can't sit down in the darkness for so long. You can't let people destroy you and tell you that your story can't be great. And that's the moral of my story, really, is coming out of darkness and reaching the light. You know, I know what it's like to see things that you aren't supposed to see. I know what it's like to witness it. I know what it's like to feel like you will never be anything great. I know what it's like to feel like the devil is going to take control of your life. I know what all that feels like. And before I get off, I want every single man to know, every single man in particular, that you don't have to wait for anyone to tell your story. And to every single survivor, that you don't have to wait for anyone to tell you that you have to be great. But that you can do anything that you want to do. You can be anything that you want to be, and that you can conquer the world. Because it truly does as the quote says, it takes a village to raise a child. And it takes a village for every survivor to speak up. A survivor just can't speak up by itself. We need to have other survivors there with them in order to change the way that we see this epidemic. We only see so very little on the media. We only see so very little of minorities and so many little of our men. But to be honest with you, there's so many speaking out that we don't know about. So I hope that I can, when I talk about, you know, my story, I hope that I can be able to give some nonprofits and be able to tell my story and be able to help everyone that I can. And I hope that more people will reach out to me. I know I'm young, but I've done a lot of work so far, and I'm very blessed for the blessings that God has been able to give me, and for just the man that I am becoming. You know, I'm not completely healed. No one is completely healed, but I'm trying to get there through life.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I am, go ahead, hon.
Oh, so I'm just hoping that I can be a change to the epidemic.
You've started, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Follow yourself on Facebook. You're doing a lot.
Yeah. I'm trying to. It's amazing that I was able to tell my story a couple weeks ago on Facebook Live, and then I had many people who are still wanting to interview me before school lets out. Still want me to interview them before school lets out. And I've heard some hard stories, and I've heard some, not so hard stories, kind of not even dealing with rape and sexual assault. So, I mean, I believe that we're all survivors of something, but it's how we impact the earth to make a difference,
Right.
This show just isn't about rape and sexual assault. I'm pretty sure it's about, domestic violence and everything pertaining to just being a survivor in general. And I believe that we're all survivors of something, but it's how we get up and fight in the end.
I agree. But you are making leaps and bounds just by being that vocal piece, because we've had a few male survivors on the show. The show is 2 years old, but we've only had a few male survivors. And one of the male survivors, his testimony was 7 weeks long. He was on our show for 7 weeks. Yes, it was amazing. And then when he got through speaking after 7 weeks, his wife, who was also a survivor of domestic violence, spoke hers, I think 2 weeks that she was on the show. And he is very passionate, and he's a wonderful guy. And the great thing about it is he's a teacher. So because he's a survivor and has experienced so much, he can see and identify kids that are in trouble. It's amazing.
Mm.
So I am looking forward to
Just that's
looking
amazing
forward to go ahead.
Oh, I was saying that's amazing because we don't really see a lot of men speak up, or they're not shown. They aren't appreciated as they should be. And right now, to be honest with you and the audience, we need our minority speaking up the most. With this epidemic, we mostly see Caucasians, and not saying that that's a problem, but I'm saying that when we look at our broken up neighborhoods, when we look at the structural measures of violence that are happening, we need to make sure that we have every single voice in there, every single color, every single background, every single country, because this is just not a U.S. epidemic. I think some of us get confused by thinking that this is just something that happens in the U.S., and it's not. It happens in third world countries. It happens everywhere. So I think that we need to identify every last one of us in order to change this epidemic. When we identify with what's going on, what's happening, how are people reacting to it, then we can change the epidemic. Because when people just look at this as a female problem or as a feminist problem, as we hear, the epidemic won't change. But when we look at it as saying, okay, this happens to men, this happens to women, this happens to everyone, and once that happens, we're able to change the world. And that's what I'm hoping I can be able to do with the audience, I can be able to do with others, is really change the world. I had a friend tell me this a couple of weeks ago. She said, a survivor is one who just lives and tells their story. A success is one who tells the story over and over and over and over and over and doesn't stop until they make sure that everyone around them is healed and themselves are healed. So I'm hoping that that's what I'm going to be able to do, is be a success, be a warrior, and be a person who was tested by the testicle but got out of it.
Well, you're on your way, that's for sure.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
you
ma'am.
Are on your way. It's one thing,
yes,
about
ma'am.
Us survivors, we fight against all odds. Family,
mm-hmm.
You know, people don't want us to say nothing. They want us to be quiet. They don't want to be shamed. They don't want the secret out. But it's like, what about me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like,
yes,
how do, how, what about my feelings? And so
yeah.
You are doing a phenomenal job. And I promise you, next week we will not, Lord, we will not have phone issues. Because I want,
yes,
people,
ma'am.
I've heard your
we
story, and I need people to hear your story. I need them to hear.
And I'm so.
See. Go ahead, hon.
Oh, and I said, I'm so young, you know, when I talk to people. They're like, oh, you're 19? I'm like, yeah. They're like, oh, well, I thought you were, you know, like 22 or 25. I said, no, I'm 19 years old. And it wasn't until, you know, Miss Wanda, it wasn't into the audience, it wasn't until I started seeing men like myself, you know, young African-American men get up and tell their stories of not just survival. And, you know, I asked myself, you know, am I going to be the same person in the world, or am I going to be somebody who's unique, somebody who goes out and makes a difference that other people aren't doing? We don't hear a lot of men talk about rape and sexual assault, but I knew that that was something I was going to talk about, or that was something I was going to help out with. So each day I get up in the morning and I wear my warrior heart, and I go out there and I help other people. And each day God tells me, this is why, you know, this happened. This is why I made you who you are, that way you can go help other people. And he made no mistakes. He made no mistakes with none of us. So, you know.
I'm just thankful because, like you said, a lot of men do not speak up out of shame,
mm-hmm.
out of people not believing. So I thank you for being that strong individual to say, hey, this
yes,
happened
ma'am.
To me. Learn from, we can learn to heal together, moving forward, and not be ashamed, because what survivors and victims have to realize is it's not your fault. You didn't ask
mm-hmm.
for whatever occurred to you to happen to you. But as a victim,
yeah.
we are brainwashed into thinking it's our fault.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
I
just thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep.
Now, because our show is about to be over in a few.
Mm-hmm.
I'm multitasking, like I'm talking to you, I'm posting on Facebook, I'm doing it all.
Okay.
I do want to thank you for fighting through the technical difficulties that we had today. I can
yes, ma'am.
Somehow or another, we've lost internet connection. We were still live, but wasn't able to
mm-hmm.
communicate with you. And I hate that. So
yeah.
that's why I'm looking forward to having you back on next week.
Yes, ma'am.
For those
mm-hmm.
that did miss the introductory of himself, tune in next week. Feel free to contact me with any questions, comments, or survivor stories. The number to the organization is 214-454-2933. Our website is www.wearesurvivorsfoundation.org. Our email address is wearesurvivorsfoundation@gmail.com. I want to thank God for those that are listening live and those that will listen later. I hope and pray that something today on the show was said that touches your heart. We are here to help, listen, support, and guide, and lift you up in the name of Jesus. We will always worship his holy name And you all come back next week. We'll have Mr. Jackson back on to give you some insight on his life and what God did to bring him through the point that he is right now today. Talk to you all next week. Thank you again, Mr. Jackson. Talk to you soon.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.